This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 988 or 911. Imagine with me that you have a big presentation at work. The morning of the presentation, you wake up late, traffic is terrible, and by the time you arrive, everyone is already waiting on you. You feel yourself starting to sweat, your heart rate increases, your breathing is shallow, and you feel as though you might pass out. What you might be experiencing is a panic attack. Panic attacks are sudden episodes of intense fear or discomfort that usually resolve within 10 to 15 minutes or so. They involve physical symptoms such as a racing heart, sweating, shaking, shortness of breath, and dizziness. You might even feel like you're having a heart attack, but that is likely not what is happening. Of course, because the symptoms can be similar, it's safest to get medical advice and talk with your doctor if there's any doubt. Panic attacks are the physical effects of the fight, flight, freeze response going into overdrive. They feel extremely scary at the time, but they are not going to hurt you. You cannot die from a panic attack, and most usually resolve within minutes, but that does not mean that they aren't very difficult to go through. I want to give you a couple of tips to help you in the moment if you are experiencing a panic attack or panic symptoms. When we focus on our panic symptoms, they become more intense. So the key to managing symptoms of panic is to focus instead on our external world through our senses. So my first tip is to use cold water. And you can do this in a variety of ways. You can hold an ice cube in your hand. You can splash your face with really cold water. You can even dunk your face into a bowl of cold or icy water. This doesn't sound like much fun, I know, but neither is a panic attack. What this cold water trick does is it activates your body's parasympathetic nervous system, which automatically slows your heart rate and calms your panic symptoms. Another thing you can do is eat a piece of really sour candy, like a Warhead or sour Skittles. Sounds weird, right? But this works by redirecting your brain's attention away from your panic and anxiety, and it gives you a multi-sensory experience that will help ground you. You can also use a variety of grounding techniques or deep breathing techniques, and we have recorded podcasts explaining those in more detail. Other sensory activities that you can do include giving yourself a hug, a tight hug, or even doing something that's called the butterfly hug, where you cross your arms with your hands on your shoulders and you gently tap back and forth. Perhaps the most important thing, though, that you can do is to let your panic symptoms come. Don't fight it, roll with it. And I know how counterintuitive that sounds, but what feeds panic is the belief that these symptoms are dangerous. You can retrain your brain out of panic by reminding yourself, this feels uncomfortable, but it is not dangerous. I am not going to die from this. So instead of fighting them, when you accept the panic symptoms, it retrains your brain to believe that you aren't actually in a dangerous situation. And finally, you might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, and someone to listen. Let me encourage you to reach out to your chaplain. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.